Welcome to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am the Queen of Pep Talks, Jessica Battle, founder and CEO of the Join Jessica XO brand, where I coach, speak, and influence women to improve their mindsets so they can become happier, healthier, and more successful than ever before. I am obsessed with helping women create the unwavering ability to believe in themselves in order to achieve a life beyond their wildest dreams. Each week, I'll bring you a series of pep talks that will encourage you to break through your own limiting beliefs and help you develop the mindset that will allow you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. If you're looking to lose your own bullshit excuses, get out of your own way, and grow into your infinite potential, well then, you're in the right place. Are you with me? Let's dive in. Hello, my love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Happy Wednesday. How are you doing? We are halfway through the week. And y'all, for the first time in a really long time, I am actually recording an episode for the Queen of Pep Talks. I do this sometimes for exclusive episodes, but not often for the normal podcast. I am sitting on the couch at my best friend's house because I am on nanny duty and I am recording a podcast episode. I actually am not on nanny duty yet. My best friend is still home. It's currently Tuesday evening, so a little over a week before you're going to hear this episode. And her husband just took the kids to gymnastics. Normally, I would actually really want to go, but given the fact that I'm just getting over being sick, I don't really think that I want to be around a ton of children who are all germy. You know, so my friend will be leaving for the hospital tomorrow morning, and I think she's having the baby at 10:30 a.m. So I will be here all day tomorrow with the boys. Chris is going to be here. And then Thursday, her in-laws will come over. And while they are here with the twins, guess what I get to do? I get to go meet the baby. I am really, truly so freaking excited. I cannot wait for a newborn. But today is a JJXO episode, so I'm going to talk to you about a really fun upcoming offer. But first, I want to talk a little bit about why I'm creating this offer. I've been having so many conversations with people lately who have been talking to me about how difficult content creation feels for them. This is a conversation that I have over and over and over with the women who I'm helping build businesses in the online space. Content creation is hard. Content creation takes too long. I don't have anything to talk about. I don't know what to post. Probably one of the most frequently asked questions that I get from women who are new to building their businesses is, I don't know what to post. And even if you're a seasoned coach or a seasoned content creator, you may have moments where you feel like you just don't know what to post. But see, I don't actually believe that you don't know what to post. I think that you don't believe in yourself. I think that you don't see value in your ideas. I think that you fear sharing your opinion because you might be judged for it. I think you are afraid of showing up in the online space, fully expressed, saying the things that you want to say, talking about the things that you want to talk about, connecting with the people that you actually want to connect with, because it's scary. You might be lacking a little bit of confidence and belief in yourself, which holds you back from showing up and saying the things that you want to say. Because if you don't feel confident in your thoughts and ideas sometimes, when we share them with the world, we then make ourselves vulnerable to, what are people going to think about me for sharing this? What if people don't agree with me? What if people don't like this? What if people think this is wrong? Especially when you're a coach in the online space who is creating educational style content, you are educating people on something. Oh my goodness. If you have any doubt in yourself, it is going to present itself when you show up to share your ideas with the world. Because if you doubt and you don't have conviction in what it is you want to say, you're going to be terrified to show up and let other people see what it is that you want to share with the world. So I actually don't think that content creation needs to be hard at all. I believe that, especially if you're a coach, if you are walking the walk, not just talking the talk, but walking the walk and embodying the things that you teach in your business, it's going to be easy for you to create content because your content is going to be an extension of who you are and how you show up in your life, an extension of the conversations that you're already having with your clients or the conversations that you're already having with yourself or the things that you're navigating in your day-to-day on your own. They are all ideas for content. Everything that you go through and experience in your life is actually an idea for a piece of content. And when you can turn your ideas to gold, ooh, this might be what we call the content challenge that I'm going to talk to you about. When you can turn your ideas into gold for your people and you can pull lessons out of everything that you go through and experience, this is something that my clients tell me all the time I'm so good at. I can go through anything in life, being sick, for instance, and I could find 5 lessons that I learned this last time that I was sick. I could find 5 lessons in anything that I've gone through and experienced. And those 5 lessons could become 20 different pieces of content if I wanted it to be. Content creation does not have to be hard. It truly does get to be an extension of your life. And because I kept having this conversation over and over and over with so many women in my world, I thought, you know what? We need to do a first ever JJXO content challenge, and that's what we're doing. Later on in March, the date will be determined very soon. We are going to kick off a 30-day challenge where we're going to be focused on your content creation. It's going to be so much fun. Like, if you want to be in a vibey space where you feel inspired to create content and learn how to create content without overthinking, without perfectionism, without procrastination, without wondering, what am I supposed to post? What am I supposed to talk about? We're going to work on getting clear on who you're speaking to, what you're helping them with. I'm going to help you with creating some content pillars where you're going to have hundreds of ideas. We're going to talk about using ChatGPT if you desire to help you with content creation, because sis, oh my goodness, ChatGPT will give you 5 billion ideas. Doesn't mean they're all good ideas. Doesn't mean every single one should become a piece of content for your feed, but it can help you if you're feeling like, sheesh, I just don't know what to say. We're going to talk about repurposing your already fire content. And then of course, we're going to cover mindset things, perfectionism, overthinking, and procrastination. This is going to be similar to 3 promises for 30 days in terms of the setup. So if you've taken that with me, it'll give you an idea of what to expect. There are going to be audio trainings. There's going to be a workbook. There are going to be challenges on a regular basis to keep you engaged. And there are going to be tons of giveaways. We are going to do a boatload of giveaways inside of this content challenge. I want to help you stop overthinking content. I want to help you show up and share your message with the world because you care about what you have to say, right? You care about it. At least you should. You should care about it enough to want to show up and share it with the world. Your message means something to you. I want to help you bring it to the world. I want to help you share with everybody the things that you care about. Because guess what happens when you become expressed and share your ideas and connect? You build a community. You bring ideal clients into your world on your social media and you make more money. Better content equals more cha-ching. Maybe we'll name the challenge that. Better content, more cha-ching. I don't know. We got to think about a name. But in the meantime, I want you to click the link in the show notes of this episode. This challenge is currently only $55. As soon as I announce the dates that it's happening and all of the official details publicly, the price is going up to $111. So I'm going to encourage you, head to the show notes, click the link. If this is speaking to you, register now. It's going to be amazing. If you're struggling with content at all, if in the past 30 days, you have put off creating a piece of content or asked yourself, what the fuck am I supposed to post on Instagram today? This challenge is something that is going to deeply, deeply benefit you. And I'm going to 15 out of 10 recommend that you get inside. Okay. I love you guys so very much. I am off to straighten up the living room, clean up their kitchen a little bit before they get home from gymnastics. I know this time will be past, but Lordy, send me all of the vibes, please. I know the next few days are going to be amazing. I love you guys to absolute pieces. If you have not already, please leave a rating and review here on the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. You know it means so much to me. And if you don't want to do that, just go to the show notes and click the link to join the 30-day content challenge. Okay, only $55. I'll see you inside. See you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you were inspired by today's pep talk, be sure to share it with me by leaving a rating and review on iTunes so I can keep the encouragement coming your way. I hope you know that your support in helping me grow the podcast this year, it means so much to me. If we aren't already connected on social media, head over to Join Jessica XO on Instagram or join the Join Jessica XO free Facebook community for even more content that will inspire you to show up in your life,
to the best of your ability. Make sure you check out the show notes of today's episode for links to freebies, upcoming opportunities to work with me, and ways that we can stay connected outside of the podcast. I love you so much, and I cannot wait to chat with you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. In the meantime, go fuck this day up in the best way possible.